Hi, welcome to Scriptures, Whispers, and Prayers. Today was about a whisper more than anything. I actually had a medical appointment up at a hospital that I had visited extremely frequently with my son when he was so sick as an infant up to several years of age. We used to make the trek every week, every other week, and then sometimes by emergency as well. So I was coming up for the first time in approximately 13 years, I would say, maybe even 15 years, and didn't realize I was going to this wing, didn't realize that I was going to this area, thought it was like a off-campus doctor's office. But as I was rolling on up, I looked and I was like, oh my gosh, wow, it has been so long since I've been here. And feelings wanted to wave over me, feelings wanted to rush over me of those times past, of those worrisome times that passed, of those anxious, even angry at God times of why this is even happening to an infant child. And the area doctors didn't know exactly what to do with him to the point where we got up to this specialty hospital. So here I am driving up and I'm realizing, wow, I have come so far. God has come so far for me. Back then, I wasn't thinking that. Back then, I wasn't thinking that at all. In fact, I had some anger, lots of question, some anger, confusion, anxiousness, worriness, because this was my baby. This was my child. So now, you know, that was when he was born, 1996. Today is 2022. He is not only grown up, but married and has a baby. And I'm realizing how God has sustained us. He has sustained us and kept us. And through those prayers, through that faith, has truly answered. I didn't know what was going to happen back then. I just more or less survived, struggled, trudged through. But faith kept me. Prayer kept me. That is the one thing I have always believed in the power of. So now I look at this building and I don't see it as a worrisome building. I see it as a hopeful building. I see it as an answer to prayer building. I see it as faith building. So here I am as a patient now. And I don't have those feelings because I know God is God. I know prayer is prayer. I believe in it. I have faith in it. And I will do so again. It's funny how our perspectives can change, especially through answered prayer. Sometimes we do just have to drudge on. We have to keep on walking. Sometimes this is where we just rest in Him because there's nothing else that we can do. When it is totally out of our control, like it was for me back then, we do rest in Him. We rest in His Word. Sometimes we have to run after Him. Sometimes we have to share our struggles with Him. I've gotten really real with God. I've shown anger to God, but thank God He can handle it. So the prayer for today is let's carry on, trudge through, walk through, stand still, have faith, pray, and all of that and more. So Father God, we come to You in the name of Jesus. Thank You. Thank You for reminding me today how perspectives can change, how time can change, how You can change circumstances. through prayer, through listening, through believing, through your word. Thank you for allowing us to rest in you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. I ask in the name of Jesus that everybody listening to this today, knowing that your circumstances, everybody goes through their circumstances. Everybody goes through times. Everybody goes through things. Sometimes there's questions. Sometimes there's anger, anxiety, confusion, sadness. God can take it all. He did for me, and he certainly will for you. When you're going through that time, it doesn't quite feel that way. I get it. But I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you encourage every single person that is going through something, that has that anger right now. Please remind them that you will be there, listen, stay the same. You do not change. You have your promises. And encourage those listening today right now and say, I don't see it. I don't feel it. I can't even see the next step. I was there. And now I'm looking at a building that was despair and anger and confusion and a lot of sadness, not knowing what the next step was with my son. And I am looking at it differently because of faith and prayer and my decision to carry on. But God's love to help me carry on, even when I didn't see him doing it. I guess that really is the essence of faith. So Father, thank you. Thank you for all of this and more, and the wonderful reminder that you are God and you do not change, and you will be there for us. And we can look back 20 plus years later and know that you have done this, and you are for us and not against us. Touch anyone who is listening to this today in the ways they need it to carry on. In the name of Jesus, amen.